Bubbles. Blow a soap bubble and watch it drift away. It's a perfect ball. Blow through a round wand and you get a round bubble. Blow through a square wand and you get a round bubble. The bubble doesn't copy the wand. Something else is deciding its shape. A bubble is a pocket of air wrapped in a skin of soapy water. The skin is about 1,000 times thinner than one of your hairs. And yet that skin is what decides the bubble's shape, because of the way water behaves. Water is made of molecules, tiny pieces far too small to see, and water molecules pull toward each other in every direction, all the time. Deep inside a drop of water, each molecule is pulled evenly from all sides, so it sits still. But a molecule right at the surface has water tugging it from below, and almost nothing tugging from the air above. It gets pulled inward. So the surface of any water is always trying to shrink as small as it can. Now think about that soapy skin wrapped around the air in a bubble. It's water, so it's pulling itself as small as it can get. And the shape that wraps a pocket of air in the least amount of skin is a ball. A box would need more skin to hold the same air. A flat pancake would need far more. The ball wins every time. A bubble has no color of its own. What you're seeing is light. Some of it bounces off the outside of the thin skin, and some sneaks through and bounces off the inside. And those two bounced beams mix together in your eye. Depending on how thin the skin is in each spot, that mixing makes red, or gold, or blue, and the colors slide around as the skin slowly drips and gets thinner. Right before a bubble pops, you can sometimes see a patch turn almost clear, like a hole. That's the skin getting so thin, there's barely anything left of it. A moment later, there isn't, and the bubble is gone.